from what we hear, there were more problems with the Phantom bus from Dublin Airport to Donegal over the bank holiday weekend. Certainly issues with bus services between Dublin and Donegal. It seems to be a service mainly at evening times, which, although advertised, doesn't always run. And it seems because of staffing issues. And the issue, as you probably remember, was highlighted last week by broadcaster Andrea Gilligan from Ballyshannon, who came back from her holidays last week with a couple of friends, expecting to catch the evening bus from the airport to Donegal, but a bus which never arrived, leaving them and other passengers, and indeed tourists, stranded, which she then highlighted on her lunchtime live show on News Talk.
And I'd say there was probably about 15 people at least there, and everybody's talking about the bus. Where's the bus? No bus. And then one girl pipes up to say that she contacted her uncle, who phoned Bus Aris, and the bus was cancelled. That's it. Just cancelled. Just no bus.
Well, another caller contacted us following our broadcast of that piece with an even worse story to tell based on his personal experience. What can you tell us, caller? Good morning to you, first of all.
Well, I have personal experience of being let down by that Phantom bus. And I had four occasions coming into Dublin Airport, going to Enniskillen at 11 o'clock at night, and the bus never came. I got a flight from Stansted at 9:30 to link up with that bus, which I often did in the past. Now, I'm not criticising the drivers or the service. It's a wonderful service to have. But the reason I'm ringing you for to see passengers being stranded at Dublin Airport at 11 o'clock at night and nowhere to go and no service. I had to stay, on a personal level, I had to stay on the airport at four occasions because we couldn't book in. It was too late to book in anywhere. Anyway, they wouldn't entertain you at that time of night.
Yeah. So when you stay at the airport, you mean you had to sleep on the airport? On the seats?
On the seats at the airport. No exaggeration. And many like me as well. On four occasions in my case. And there was no explanation. No staff at the airport knew anything about it. We rang the number in Bus Aris and no reply. And the night service buses that they were coming to different parts of the country hadn't a clue, didn't know anything about it, and they couldn't put us on to anybody. So it was complete confusion. And no later than 2 weeks ago, there was two girls going to Sligo, actually. And they came up and asked us, did we know anything about the Sligo bus? And as it turned out, that Sligo bus was cancelled as well at 11 o'clock at night. And the last bus out that evening was 8 o'clock because we checked the charts. And when a very kind Donegal driver came along, he made calls for them and was able to tell them that that bus was cancelled. There was no service until the next morning. So they had to stay, getting off a flight from London, they had to stay at the airport all night. Very, very sorry for them. So he made an offer to them to bring them to Ballyshannon if they had anybody to collect them. And they said, they didn't know anybody. They didn't know where they were coming to. And I myself, who was getting off in Enniskillen, I made a gesture to them to drive them to Sligo at no cost, just as a goodwill gesture and a Ireland of the Welcomes gesture. And they said no, that they were quite happy to sit all night at the airport, but no service. So whatever is going on, will the Bus Éireann management please explain to the public that are so confused? And I can tell you now that there are people, I use that service quite often because I go to London twice a month. And there's people now scheduling their flights to avoid the late night buses because of the malfunctions of the service.
It seems an extraordinary situation. And I mean, four times it has happened to you since February.
Yes.
But more worryingly, as Andrea was telling us last week, what does it mean, you know, the impression the tourists have of this country when they arrive looking for this bus, they head down to Donegal or Sligo or wherever, and it's not running.
Yes. we felt very sorry for those two girls that were going to Sligo who had no service that night. That's why we sort of indicated that we'd give them help if we could. But I'd like to add that there's a crew of drivers and they're wonderful guys on the road. They have a wonderful... Whatever is going on and buses are cancelled, now they can say what they like, but when you arrive at the airport, you do not know that bus is cancelled. You only find out when you're waiting for the bus a half an hour, 50, 20 minutes for somebody else to come along and tell you. I'll make a phone call to the bus arrows. Imagine a stranger arriving in the country and trying to find out whether they have a service to their destination or not. It's unbelievable what's going on. So the reason I want to back up Andrea, I concur with everything she said, Niall, and thank God there's somebody highlighting it because it's going on quite a long time.
Well, hopefully it won't happen to you in future, having to have to spend a night on seats in Dublin Airport waiting on a bus. It has been highlighted. It may make a difference. But communication, I suppose, more than anything, that's the most important thing. If passengers knew services were being cancelled, they might have some options, I suppose.
Well, you could make some kind of provision to get late-night accommodation if you stay over. But not everybody is in that position because they come off a flight thinking the bus... They book flights in conjunction with those schedules. That's the point I want to make. When you arrive at the airport, you find that the bus is cancelled. They'll tell you it was cancelled earlier this evening. But that's no good to the people that are travelling in mid-flight because they don't know. And Andrew was making that point as well. So that's the story, Niall.
All right,
and
okay.
I just wanted to give you my experience, which is not a nice one,
It's not, it's not. Okay.
to look forward to 7 or 8 hours on a seat at Dublin Airport all night, along with many more, I must say, because there's always 10, 15 people waiting on that bus who come off late nights flights.
Not acceptable. All right. Okay, callers, many thanks for joining us on the programme this morning. Thanks for sharing your experience with us. Thanks
again. Very welcome, Niall. And keep highlighting it until it's rectified. You're doing a fantastic job. And thank you for everything.
Right, okay, and lots of people already agreeing with that caller and with similar circumstances. Typical bus errands, says this person. Thursday evening, bus errand left Dublin at 5 o'clock and didn't arrive in Donegal town until 10. Supposed to get in at 8:30, according to Cahill. Somebody else says, this happened to me twice from Sligo to Dublin Airport. From Sligo to Dublin Airport. It happens regularly on the route from Enniskillen to Sligo through Manor Hamilton. It's very frustrating. There's never the slightest apology or explanation. Anne says, nothing new for bus errand, I'm afraid. The number of times my son was left at the bus stop outside in the cold, wet winter evenings when the phantom bus never arrived or became an hour late. Complaints were filed, no calls or communication to explain, no refunds offered for prepaid seats. My husband had to go and pick him up after the bus never turned up. Seriously, this needs to be dealt with bus errand. Their timetable schedule is an absolute shambles. Sligo to Dublin Airport, was waiting on that bus, never showed up. Passengers had to get a taxi. Someone else says, every time I've been on that bus from Dublin Airport to Donegal, it's been hours late to its destination. It's a mad long journey. However, the drivers are really sound, says Laura. Bree says, didn't turn up this morning for the airport. That's a Friday morning, they say. Someone else says, we made it on the Donegal bus last Monday night for the 11:20 Letterkenny bus. It arrived. I asked the driver. He said the bus was cancelled because the driver involved didn't show up for work. Lucky I was, there was one at 1 o'clock, but we could have been stranded all night if that was not the case. Una says, when it runs, it's a brilliant service. Our bus did not show up on Saturday evening of last week, so we got to Donegal at 1:30 in the morning. Sheila says, I was waiting for the 6 p.m. bus to Dublin on the 21st of May on my way to the airport. Several other people there waiting for the same bus, which never turned up. I inquired of a worker outside because there was no one in the office to be able to tell me that it was cancelled. And it goes on and on like that. And this person says, I asked one bus driver why the bus was 45 minutes late, and his answer was, it's because it's Sunday.